You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is John chapter 15, verse 4 and 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. One of the ways you will know you can be absolutely sure that God is truly helping your life is when he brings you into a revelation that without him, you can do nothing. Oh, most people do not believe this. They believe they can do so much, and people are doing so much, but God calls it nothing. Without him, you can do nothing. Except you are abiding in Christ, you are wasting your life, you are wasting your time. You can't accomplish anything. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? And did many wonderful works. But did you know all of that amounted to nothing at the end of the day? Why? They were not abiding in Christ. He said, depart from me. I never knew you, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. If they were abiding in Christ, that would not have happened to them. The reason that happened to them is because they were not abiding in Christ. Brethren, without him, we can do nothing. I pray God will bring you to that revelation. I honestly do not have the right word to explain it to you, but I pray the Holy Spirit will explain it to you. Without him, you see, there's a junction. Let me give you an example that I believe may help you. There's a junction around my house. Every time I'm driving out of that junction, it's always very difficult to drive out to the main road. You know, always vehicles are coming on both sides and it's very risky. You know, so sometimes I may even go through another longer route to avoid it. You know, but one day, as I was driving towards that junction, I just said, Holy Spirit, please help me. This junction always gives me problem. Help me to navigate it safely. By the time I got to that junction, there was no vehicle coming to the right. There was no vehicle coming to the left. It was just me alone, and I just drove off. And as I was going, and I'm like, Holy Spirit, you mean even in a matter like this, you are ready to help me? Brethren, without him, we can do nothing. We can do nothing. You see, ministry is not about you thinking of what to do. Ministry is abiding in Christ. It is from our abiding in Christ that ministry flows out. It is by abiding in him that ministry flows out. It is not you sitting down to plan and say, we can do this. People in Matthew chapter 7, they did many wonderful works, but it amounted to nothing. But while they were doing it, people will be commending them. They say, these people, they are serving God. They are really doing great works for God. You know, the way people love to commend themselves today, not knowing that they are doing nothing. Anything that Jesus is not the one doing through you is nothing. You may do so much. You may think you have achieved so much. But I tell you the truth. Whatever you are doing, that it is not Jesus that is doing it in you and through you, it amounts to nothing with God. Without him, we can do nothing. Did you know without him, we can't pray? Many people boast about how long they pray. Many people boast about how long they read the Bible. You know, sometimes I read the Bible for long, and at the end of it, I gain nothing. Absolutely nothing. So it's not about reading it for long. Then I remember one day, after reading the Bible for several chapters, nothing, no revelation, nothing. Then while I was in the bedroom, I said, Lord, please help me. This passage I read, I couldn't even see anything in it. And then all of a sudden, that passage suddenly opened up. So whereas it is good to read, it is not the reading. It is the help of the Lord that brings understanding. It is his help that helps us to pray. It is his help that helps us to walk in Christ Jesus. I pray that you will receive understanding in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.